Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Welcome, my friends. This is the show that never ends. This is Freedom Outlaw Radio with the one and only General Gonzo S. Patton. And we are the show that never ends. And we are coming to you live, unmedicated, and uncensored. We are glad to welcome our affiliate, the Rebooting Liberty Radio Network, at live.rebootingliberty.com, the first, last, and only name in Liberty Radio. Check them out, my friends and fellow Americans. The chat room is open. Join us there. I'll try and keep an eye on it so that I can take questions, comments, or your obscenities. And I have a call-in number if you want to scream, screech, or comment as we get rolling in the show. If I have time or I talk, take a breath. Sometimes I tend to rant. Today was going to be a follow-up with a story about another incident where the government used their weapons. And it was a follow-up to our previous two gun control issues. And it was going to dovetail nicely on that. And it was going to be about an incident, much like Waco and Ruby Ridge, where our lovely government used guns to attack Americans after Americans responded in such a way that the government didn't really like it. But we don't have time for that today, as our government seems to have just gone totally ape lately. Nuts. Communist Senator Leahy from Vermont introduced a bill, an amendment to a bill that would allow anybody from any country to just Red Rover, come on over. No matter what the religion is, no matter what their guise is, no matter what they want to do, basically it would open our borders and do away with our national sovereignty. And it made it out of committee. Excuse me, I just brushed my teeth and can't do a thing with them. Made it out of committee 16-4, because only four people in the GOP voted against it, Jeff Sessions and Ted Cruz being two of them, and everybody else voted for it and moved it along to the full Senate, because the GOP is the flip side to the same coin as Democrats, which are basically the Islamic / communist / Islamo-Nazi party, which is probably why Donald Trump and Ted Cruz's message is resonating, that we must ban Muslim countries from allowing people to immigrate. And that's what we're going to talk about, is some current affairs things that we need to pay attention to, and it's time that we take action. Because if Congress, SCOTUS, and POTUS are going to ignore the Constitution, which is the rule of law in America, then they have violated the contract with we the people. If the three branches of government, which for years and years and years I figured was just money, bullshit, and propaganda, are going to violate the contract we have with them, and neither are going to use the checks and balances within the Constitution to rein in the other, and they're going to not only allow Obama or SCOTUS or Congress to run roughshod, but they're going to conspire with each other to run roughshod and sabotage our borders, our culture, our way of life, and our rule of law, then it has fallen to we the people to set things right. Once they have fully abandoned the Constitution, which, with this amendment, they have, if it passes and gets signed into law, they have basically pissed on our heads and told us it is raining. They have violated the contract between we the people and the governing bodies of these United States of America. And at that point in time, we no longer have a rule of law in this country. And that means they have obliged themselves to not follow it, and we can oblige ourselves to not obey their rules, and we no longer have to follow it. The hell with elections, the hell with waiting until November of 2016. We can take up our pitchforks, our torches, our tar, and our feathers, and we can put their asses in the streets any means necessary. I know Mark Levin likes to talk about an Article 5 convention. You know what? They are nullifying the rule of law. That is part of the rule of law. They aren't going to pay any attention to it. So it's time to get their attention. It's time to roll. If they do this, America, as we know it, is done unless we act. And that is why both parties and the old left media are crapping all over themselves over Trump and Cruz. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle it, because they keep calling those two crazy. They're not the crazy ones. They are the sane ones in an insane world. And it's time for us to do what we need to do to take back this country. And as crazy as that may sound, what's even crazier is sitting on our butts watching Survivor, watching Dancing with the Stars, Dancing with the Czars, and the rest of it, and doing nothing. Our time is now. they're letting in Syrian refugees that are not refugees. They're fighters. They're saying things. They're letting in people who think that the Holocaust was a good idea. They're letting in people that are marching in Dearbornistan with signs that say, God bless Hitler. That are saying, Allah willing, the next time will be at the hand of the believers. Syrians think the Holocaust was awesome and the Jews had it coming. Syrian children are taught that Jews are evil, a false people, that their religion does not make them a nation. Syrian textbooks praise the Holocaust as a positive event. Our country does not teach in our textbooks that the Mufti met with Hitler and gave him the plans for Auschwitz, and that Hitler's SS had legions of Islamic troops that fought for him in World War II. Syrians and other Muslim nations and all of Islam teaches that Israel was never inhabited by Jews, and that Jerusalem isn't holy to them, that Jews are foreign occupiers violating the holy space, and that it's Muslims' obligation to evict them. Throughout history, Allah has imposed upon the Jewish people that Muslims must punish them for their corruption. The last punishment was carried out by Hitler. Allah willing, the next time it will come at the hands of their believers. Syrians are the new Nazis. And it is up to us to put a stop to this. They are coming for Christians and Jews. And they're coming to the United States because our leaders are allowing them to. And if you're black, white, Hispanic, straight, gay, or Christian, it's time you pulled your head out of your posterior and realized that our government is arranging for you to be killed at the hands of Allah. Martin Luther King stated when Muhammad Ali joined the black Muslims that he became what, quote, we are fighting against, unquote. Martin Luther King said, I either have to obey the laws of the land, meaning the United States of America, or the laws of Allah, unquote. Martin Luther King was a patriot, and he understood that you cannot be a good American and be a good Muslim. It is not possible, and that you can only be one or the other. Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, call him what you will, chose what side he was going to fall on, and Martin Luther King chose to be a patriotic American. We need to decide which side we're going to fall on. because under Islam, we have three choices. Convert, which I will not do. Become a slave, which I will not do. Die, which I will do, but only after I take as many of them with me as I possibly can. And we cannot count upon the youth of America to support us, because they, like our president, to quote Colonel Ralph Peters, are pussies. They want people whose last name is Lynch to change their names. These crybabies think that the last name Lynch is a microaggression because, well, Lynch is racist. So don't count on support from our college-educated children. They even think that communist leftist Jimmy Carter was a bigot for banning the Iranians during the Iranian hostage crisis, and he's one of them. This is insanity. Jimmy Carter is a man without a people. The right won't take him because he's Jimmy frickin' Carter, for crying out loud. And the left won't take him because he banned Iranians. Jimmy Carter's a man without a people. He's almost like Moses in a way, except he's not, because he's two-legged carp and scum of the earth. And Jimmy, if you hear about it, you can quote me. And now we move to CARE, which is actually an unindicted terrorist co-conspirator. And if you haven't heard about it, where have you been the last decade and a half? Now they're doing the jihadist cover-up in San Bernardino, California. They held a press conference and got out the brother-in-law of the shooter before the FBI had their press conference. Now, how did CARE manage to pull that off if they didn't have government help? How did they pull that off if they didn't know who the shooter was beforehand? How did CARE pull that off if they weren't somehow in on the conspiracy? I'm not the smartest man in the world, but I'm no dummy. And now they're spinning and spinning and spinning. And it's time that we stop with this unindicted co-conspirator crap. And we call them what they are, and we kick CARE out of the country. And we remove all of the Muslim Brotherhood members that are part of the Obama administration out of the country. Well, as long as we're doing that, we might as well remove the Obama administration, Congress, and the Supreme Court, except for Scalia and, well, him. And all these millennials that think Hillary is a good choice because Bill advises her. Bill is a two-legged carp and can't be trusted with a cigar, an intern, or money. And these are not uneducated, brainwashed, deluded souls. These are wastes of skin at the millennial level at this point in time. And I have a message for Piers Morgan. Deporting Ann Coulter to fix the Muslim problem is wrong. You're a moron. We don't want your opinion. Our country kicked your country's ass a long time ago for liberty. So you can have a nice cup of shut the hell up. And shut the hell up. We don't want you. We don't like you. We don't need you. You're retarded. Yes, retarded. Look at you. Look in the mirror. And if you don't like it, let's debate. Because you're genetically altered. And taxpayers, did you know that the U.S. government's the second largest PR firm in the world? Your government's taken $4 billion a year in your money and is selling itself. Yes, in advertising to promote itself, and has been doing so since 2007. Yeah, your government is big pimpin', spreading your cheese to make itself look better, using your money. Mad? If you're not so mad that you're on the verge of having an aneurysm, what in the hell is it going to take? Colonel Ralph Peters, somebody's pussy. Maybe it's not Obama. Maybe it's the American people. Best-selling author Nick Adams has a book out. It's called Retaking America. And it outlines an action plan against the left for all patriotic Americans. I suggest you read it after you buy more guns and more ammo. You're going to need them because it's coming for you, and the government's not doing a damn thing to stop it. The paradigm has shifted. Look at Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House. He's got his Bergdahl beard going. Yeah, that's right. Him, McConnell, who doesn't have a chin, so he probably can't grow a beard, Obama, they've conspired and they're ramming funding through to get all these Syrian refugees over here for Obama, and Obama's going to sign off on it, and it's part of this Leahy Bill conspiracy shit I talked about at the beginning of the show. And if you don't believe me, go to Breitbart's website and look. Go to the front page of the Drudge Report and look, and you will see it. Plain as day. Oh, and the CARE Capitol Hill office was just evacuated. Somebody sent them a white powdery substance in the mail. Too effing bad. Probably got your cocaine distribution. You get a little booger sugar in the mail and somebody forgot to tell you it was coming? Oh well. Bummer, bitches. And it's time we called out every Islamic truther there is. Obama, the Muslim mullah in chief, Hillary Clinton, everybody at the State Department, including Ed. You know, why the long face, John Kerry. All the Iranian hack who pulls the strings because Obama is a sock puppet. And you know sock puppets like to be fisted. And where's Valerie Jarrett? She's got her hand somewhere running the puppet. It's time to call them all out. Put them in the street. Say it. Say it loud. I'm an American and I'm proud. I refuse to roll over. I refuse to lay down for anyone. It is time to take it to the streets. You need to get half-page Avery labels. Buy them at Amazon, buy them at Staples, buy them somewhere. And print the word Sharia, Islam, Obama on them in the biggest font you can. Use ransom font, kidnap font, any font you want. Make them big. Wear gloves, go out at night, and put them on stop signs all over your community, everywhere across America. And do it nightly, everywhere. Just look up and make sure there are no cameras in the area, because surveillance cameras suck ass. And if you have surveillance cameras in the area, make sure you use a license plate frame insert front and rear on your car to cover your plate frames from a dealer so that no one knows whose car it was. Mask, because everybody loves Nixon, because he's tan, rested, and ready. And get your butts out there and put these things on all the stop signs in your neighborhood so that the signs read Stop Obama, or Stop Sharia, or Stop Islam, or Stop the GOP, or Stop the Democrats, or Stop the Collusion, or Stop Sheeple. Make people see the message, because the media is not. Stop the old left media. Get out some message. Be creative. Have fun with it. Off your ass and on your feet. Get out in the street. It is time that we become the radicals that the left are. Become a free radical. Otherwise, you're going to become an imprisoned, unsafe, frightened American. Your own home, in your own country, and you're going to leave a legacy of cowardice for your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. It is now or it is never. God bless you and God bless America. It's time we take the fight to these F-bombers and kick ass. We don't bother taking names. Behead those who insult Christianity. Behead those who insult America. Kick ass and take names. I am the General Gonzo S. Patton. I'm an asshole and I approve this message.
We'd like to dedicate this next song to our troops and to their families, no matter where they are tonight. May God bless each and every one of them. Amen. We don't have no plastic LA friends. Ain't on the edge of no popular trend. Ain't never seen the inside of that magazine GQ. We don't care if you're a lawyer or a Texas old man, or some waitress busting ass at some liquor stand. If you got soul, we hang out with people just like you. My hair's turning white, my neck's always been red, my collar's still blue. We've always been true.